Second Timothy chapter 4 verses 2. I want the KJV version. We'll just take another of the New Living Translation. And then the Amplified. So KJV, NLT, and then Amplified. I started yesterday on raising certain thoughts as touching the attitude of being one that understands what it means to respond urgently. All right? Oftentimes, not many people understand what it means to be urgent, and something that you should be doing or something that you should getting along to do, you find them stay so long on that particular matter. So make up your mind, and they're not making up their mind. So I don't like people who do not make up their mind. That's something I'm growing to like. People who don't make up that. I don't like people like that, especially being very close to them, because they easily can change their mind. And that means people who easily jump ships are not loyal people. So I like people who can make their mind up, you know, and they say, we choose to be with you. We choose to be here. We choose to serve God. Right? Yes. So, oftentimes, not many people are very convinced that they must learn to be urgent. And whenever you're urgent, it means you know how to take swift and quick actions when needed. Right? You learn how to take swift and quick actions. It's like you're always ready for an action to be made, action to be taken. So, not many people like to be urgent, take swift and quick action. You know, they all just like to be slow, and we are for you. It's not like we are not for you. It's like we are against you. No, I'm really against you. No, not many people know how to take swift and quick actions. So, in the same way, I want to start correcting some of these wrongs, if I will put it. You know, you must start to learn how to deal with things urgently, especially things that need to be dealt with urgently. So if there's something that needs to be dealt with urgently, get to it and deal with it urgently. Right? And I said to be urgent is to learn to be swift and quick at something. Right? So watch how I'm going to just explain to you how we're going to use this also in the work of the ministry that God has called us to. You see? And not many people know this, eh? There is a very thin window. Right? There's a very thin window of not responding urgently to God's work in the ministry. It's a thin window. It's a thin window. You delay on it the least of times, it can change the whole trajectory of your life. A thin window. It's a very thin window. You keep it a lot more longer, and the whole essence or the whole effect it should have had is terminated. So you must become that smart spiritually to know how to act when God wants you acting. So you don't have all the time. I'm telling you, many of the ripple effects that will be seen in many ministries, whether the ministry of a prophet, ministry of an apostle, ministry of a pastor, it's greatly seen in how they start. It's you know, that ripple effect, when you put a stone into water, you see that it has a round effect. It's a ripple effect right around when you throw a stone into water. That kind of an effect depends on how much, you know, force you put in the stone. You know, you throw in, if you just dip it in, you're not going to have that ripple effect, right? So it comes with a certain, you know, determination. It comes with a certain kind of throw for you to have that kind of ripple effect. And in ministry, it's also like that. It has that time frame that when you learn to respond to it, it has ripple effects many years into your life. It has ripple effects many years into your life. So many of the people who delay on saying, Lord, I'm here and I want to serve you, you see that they'll go and 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 go, and then they'll come back to the same spot again. But this time around, they might not have enough time as they should have. So that kind of effect that it should have had is lessened, or probably there is no effect at all. It's also, you know, so there is that time. I want to help some of you. Some of you who think that you are too young, or you are going to play it safe until you are 35 years. Before you now start thinking about God and serving God, you know, giving your life to Him and being passionate and zealous about ministry. I'm telling you, it will not have the same effect. We will not have it having the same effect. Or you think it will have the same effect. Jesus actually came and He was supposed to die at 33. And right on when He is 33, a few months into His death, He goes to call Matthew. And He goes to look for John. And He finds Bartholomew. And He says, you guys should follow Me for a few months. I want to make you into fishers of men. No, there is that time frame. He gets right on into seeing John the Baptist. He's baptized straight into the wilderness. And He comes out looking for His men. And you can tell that He was actually working within a time frame. Because there was a time He met the woman at the Samaritan well. He says that He was greatly thirsty and tired. So you could tell that you what Jesus was doing is that He was working within a time frame. And that's how we all have time frames to be effective. Many of the times, that's how come when people say, I want to do this before ministry, they end up not doing the ministry. Because that effect that you should have, right? That effect you should have in the ministry and for the ministry is lost. So we don't find that effect any longer. We don't have that effect. We don't have that effect. We don't have that long-lasting effect as you should have. And that's why ministers who start from universities are always different. I'm telling you, look around. Any minister that started from university days, always different from a minister who finishes, does what he wants to do, and then now realizes he has to do ministry. It's very different. The effect is different. Yes, the effect is very different. It will only take the grace of God. I mean, grace to an extreme. Many people who started ministry started in their university days very fire-branded and zealous for the things of God and for the ministry. So the more you say, I don't want to. I am still contemplating. I'm still thinking. You see, we say we are praying every day. The more you say, oh, I can't be joining in every day. So we are meeting here. Say, oh, sir, please, I can't be. You are having that kind of lesser effect that you should have in the work that we are doing. Right? And is probably one excuse for the other. One excuse. Somebody told me, you know, sir, I've been working. I've been doing this. And I said, the earlier you cut down the excuses, the better. That's what I told her. I said, the earlier you cut down the excuses, the better. Because those things are going to have ripple effects And you might not have that effect as you want to see. So what am I telling you is that see this thing as a matter of urgency. Are you listening? See these things as a matter of urgency. So you get to realize that the more that you learn to respond urgently, the better for you. Even sometimes, even in the university, you know, somebody, for example, myself, I got to university in level 100. And then by God's grace, I got to meet Pastor Prince. And then he was prayer director by then. I was in level 100. He was prayer director by then. And, you know, that was how I just took ministry. Because right on the level 100, my first semester, I was already ministering. So you can realize that God, by his own wisdom, right, helped me to start early. The moment I got there, I was on the job. And I'm telling you, if I had waited for, let's say, till I was in level 300, it wouldn't be the same effect. It wouldn't be the same effect. We wouldn't have the same effect. It won't have the same effect. So the same way, whatever God is calling you to do is something that he expects you to see as urgent. I'm telling you, sometimes the window is just 2 years. 2 years of making sure you respond within that 2 years. After 2 years, everything becomes bizarre. Yeah, after 2 years, everything becomes bizarre. It's true. I've seen some ministers and I watch them and I feel in my heart, you should have started this by now, or you should have been at this by now. And I see them and they are not doing it. And I know that time is going to catch up on them, because there are some things that you need to start now. If God wants you to start now. And that's how I know, because oftentimes when you get mature, you oftentimes will become more calculative. Do you understand? And you become oftentimes more proud. That is true. So when you become more mature, you become more calculative, more instinctive, you know, more intuitive, right? Because obviously, life takes you through a couple of journeys. That's how come I was speaking to a lady and she told me how her, you know, son is telling her nanny or her maid or something not to bath him any longer. But this was a guy they used to bath all through. I laughed. I mean, they used to bath you 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. They are still bathing you. But he just wakes up one day and says, no, she's not going to bath him again. He wants to bath. Why? Because he's now becoming more calculative, more instinctive, you know, more thoughtful, you know, more realistic is the word also. Because you are now becoming more real. It's like things are becoming more real. So the earlier you respond to it, and the earlier you give your heart to it, the better for you. Because when you grow to a certain level, you can't do certain things again. Yeah, because you become more thoughtful. But when you are younger, you are more foolish. You see that? And it's that kind of foolishness God needs to get the job done. Yeah, it's that kind of foolishness that God needs to get the job done. The preaching of the gospel, he says, are foolishness to them that are perishing. So you will not see somebody who is, you know, very calculative and very wise and yeah, there are certain decisions, if I don't make them, I can't make them in 5 years' time. I'm not going to lie to you. Can't make them in 5 years' time. Because in 5 years' time, reality will be a lot more realer. Say, how is this going to happen? What is going to happen? What is this going? So there are more things that as you go ahead, as you do, you know, going to be more. So in responding urgently, I'm teaching you something. That's why your parents can't take certain decisions you take. because they are more mature. They've seen it all. They can't tell you. So they actually tell you things based on their experiences. They can't be urgent in certain things. You learn to be urgent. Are you listening? And that's why the kingdom of heaven is going to be filled with more children. Not children in age, but children at heart. So there is an urgency to the work that God has called us to do. That's how you should feel. You should sometimes feel like, this thing, if I don't do it now, in 3 years' time, I can't do it again. Yeah, if you don't do it now, in 3 years' time, you can't do it again. 3 years' time, you're going to have children. Some of you have one child. Then you now start calculating, oh, what about this? Oh, what about that? But after, if you start now, you would have created that edge for 3 years' time and you still be functional in that 3 years' time. So that it's not always the same. There are some people I know for a surety, it will be very difficult for, you know, for them to obey God because they didn't get urgent when they should have. They kept on looking around and being in fear, and then the time passed away. And then now they look at other people who have taken the work seriously and are urgent about it, and they are pointing hands and saying this. But there is a time where everybody, you know, suffers for their decisions. But if you are too proud, you can't pick it. You can follow God. You can say, why should I go around preaching? Why should I teach? Why should I have disciples? Because you can't, you're not urgent. You're not responding urgently. Why should I serve God? I'm telling you, let me tell you, even some of you, if I give you 2 years, I'll say, you go, you will not hear from me again. You will not hear anything. 2 years' time, your mind will change. 2 years is even too far. I mean, some of you, 6 months. 6 months, you become more calculated, more realistic, more thoughtful. Your mind is changing gradually. So, we can serve God later. You know, let's look for money first. Let's not worry too much. Let's not worry ourselves too much. And this church thing, let's not worry. Let's not put pressure. It's just normal. It's normal. It's a normal thing to happen. So what we're doing requires an urgency. Are you listening? And it's a thin window period. It's a thin one. The moment you delay, delay on using your gifts, delay on using what God has placed on you, delay on getting into the work, the more you delay on that, the more ineffective you can, it will have less ripple effects. So listen to what Paul is writing to Timothy about. He says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Right? NLT, preach the word of God, be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. Whether it's favorable or not. But I like the amplified version. He says, preach the word as an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right, and even when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency. Whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome, correct those who err in doctrine or behavior. Warn those who sin, exhort and encourage those who are growing towards spiritual maturity with inexhaustible patience, faithful teaching. So just keep your sense of urgency, whether the opportunity seems favorable or not favorable. Favorable or not favorable. So I want to encourage you. The art of being swift. Some of you, the Lord probably might have laid impressions on your heart. Let me teach you this. He lays impressions on your hearts. And he expects you probably to act on it within a time frame. And then within that time frame, you don't act on it. What normally will happen? You realize that that zeal, that desire, that prompt, that nudge, it begins to die out. Do you see that? So it begins to die out. Then long before you realize, you can't almost lay a hand on it as to where it has gone. It's not that he didn't tell you not to do it again. It's that he has left it on you because you were not urgent about it. He has just left. So before you realize, that zeal, that passion, that desire, that nurturing, that leading just dies out. It's not God saying, no, don't do it any longer. It's that he's told you, I have already placed out that urgency, but you didn't respond. And there's nothing he'll do about it. And that's how you become somebody that misses out on God's leading. There's nobody here like that. There's nobody here like that. But that's how people are going to be missing out on God's leading. Because God lays off an urgency. Sometimes preaching. Sometimes doing something in the ministry. Sometimes being in a way effective in a certain part. Doing something. Laying out certain foundations. Just getting involved in the work. But you just die. And it dies out. You're just doing those out like that. So begin to learn to respond urgently. Respond urgently. When something happens and you know you must be responding urgently, do start right now. Right now. Right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. There's not that much time. I'm telling you. Sometimes when I wake up, I feel this urgency. You know, it's like God is telling me, hey, Pascal, this thing is urgent. It's urgent. Get to it. This thing is urgent. You know, get to it. This thing is something you have to get and do. Because I'm one of the people that believes the coming of Jesus is I don't want to use, it's just so amazingly close. I'm telling you, I don't know if people feel that way, but that's how I feel like I'm working against some time ahead of my hands to get a certain work done. That's how I feel sometimes. I feel like I'm working against a time frame. You know, there's a time frame we're supposed to be working against. But there's somebody who's just saying, you know, just enjoying ourselves, man. We should even leave this world and be happy and be. No, I feel like I'm working against a time frame. Yeah. And even if he doesn't come, we are still working against a time frame of our lives. It's true. Even if you're going to live for 90 years, and even if you're going to live for 90, you are still working against the time frame. So you don't have that much time. You don't have that much time. Many of you on campuses, you don't have, that's how you should work. Because the people you have with you, have just 4 years with you, or sometimes 6 years with you, if you are going to be there. So you start changing their minds, start working on them. Because if you don't work on them effectively, they just leave you and then they get into the world and do whatever they are supposed to do. Yeah. So you are working against a time frame. That's how I feel sometimes. I feel like this thing is urgent. It needs to be done. It needs to be done. Has to be done. Must be done. And then you find somebody else who's just around. And say, yeah, you know, we're okay, you know. It needs to be done. Are you listening? So start to see this as urgent. Start to see your ministry that God has given to you as urgent. Because if you don't see it that way, and if you don't approach it that way, it will not come to you. It will not happen. I know we're going to see miracles. Blind eyes opening, deaf ears unstopped, several dead people raised, God flowing in amongst and through his people, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, gifts of faith, miracles, all of, I believe that. But all of these things I believe are going to happen will not happen just because I believe it. I'll be deceiving myself. I believe we're going to have in the world, if the Lord tarries, God's going to so use us mightily that we'll have many, many numbers to ourselves. In the whole world, men will recognize that these people are blessed with God's people. God has helped them bring many people into his kingdom. But it's not going to happen. It just doesn't happen. The same way you believe God has for your life something great in the work of the ministry, it's not just going to happen. If you think it's going to happen, that is a lie. It's not going to just happen. It's not happening. There's a kind of force you must apply to the work. There's something you have to get to and do before you'll be able to see all those things happening in your life. Before you'll be able to see all those manifestations, all those things that you're seeing that you want to happen in your life and in your ministry and in what God has called you to do. You have to get at it and get urgent at it. You need to get urgent at it. It would not just happen over the blue. God has given me the grace to write songs. You are not writing. It's not going to happen over the blue. You have to get at it. You have to get at it. You have to get serious with it. Get serious with it. Get serious with it. Your eyes are red. When I see, sometimes I was laughing with the Holy Spirit sometime. And I said, when I see people, I'm like a hungry lion. You know, I when I see somebody, the next thing is that I can get this person to serve God. That's how my mind, I'm telling you, that's how my mind is. The moment I see somebody, it's like my mind starts to calculate, how am I going to get this person to serve God? How am I going to get? Because I see everybody a potential minister of the gospel. So I'm like a hungry lion. Sometimes you see me, I'll be standing there and I'll be looking at somebody in a way. In my mind, it's just like, how am I going to get this person? Yeah. How am I going to get this person? That's how my mind is. Yeah. How am I going to get this person? So when you see me and I'm looking at somebody quietly, many of the times, the reasons why I even flow in the gifts of the Spirit in depth with people, it's not because I want to make a name or something. I prophesied to someone on, when was that? The day we met, right at Legon, last week, Saturday. She went on her knees in tears. I was saying, please, in my mind, I was saying, that's not the reason why. All these things I'm doing is not because I want you to just be excited. I want you to serve God. I want you to know God talks. That's why you can give your heart to him. So in my mind, I was seeing that this thing. I want you a minister. That's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want. So many of the flows I have, many of the things I do, in my mind, it's not about car. I've prophesied to people before, houses. I've prophesied contracts. But that's not majorly my plan. Anytime you see me flow in a certain way, is that I want people to believe there's God. And then in turn, I can have people who say, if God can talk, then we can give our lives to him. We can trust at least what is going on here. I was speaking to the guy who came in, during our prayer session. I mean, I just called him a few days. Amazing. But in my mind, I'm like, this guy, I want this guy. I want this guy in the ministry. Wants this guy. So I'm teaching you how my mind functions. And so your mind starts to function the same way. I want this guy, I want him. And it's not wrong to want somebody. It's not wrong at all to want somebody to serve God. It's not wrong. God needs many armies and many people. He wants many people. Yeah, many people. Many people. So you also must get hungry. So when you see somebody, you don't see, no, when you see them, you say, this one is a potential minister. And then you start having cravings for the person. And you start approaching the person. Start sharing God's word with them. You can't pulling them alongside for meeting, pulling them alongside for whatever is going on. You're hungry at it. Hungry at it. Anybody, that's how I saw one guy in the pharmacy. Says this. He called. I'm maybe going to remind me. He came to me and he was asking pharmacy. I was just quiet. I was looking. I was answering. I was listening to us. When the conversation was all said and done, had a couple of days dealing more for, I dropped the scripture because I looked at him and I said, "This guy, he can do the work of God." And I said, "You can do the work of God. We are doing it, so you can do it." And I dropped the scripture. Okay. Listen to him. That's the mind you should have and deal with it urgently. Deal with it urgently. See someone say, "Hey, say, we like you. My mind, I'm looking for a way you can start serving God. My mind is very far away from like how?" No, it's not about like. Some guys like you, interested in you. You never know. Because of you, he can start to bend for the Lord. But you are just there. No urgency. Anybody that has liked me, I've either turned them to liking God too, or there is no like at all. There's no like at all. There's no like. You can't like me. You can't like me. If you like me, then you like me because you want to serve God. You can't like me. You can't like me. Then when you like me, you should serve God. That's all. That's what makes meaning to me. See, that's what registers in my mind. Yeah, that's what registers in my mind. So even my friends, I have friends, but even my friends who are not into ministry at all, there's nothing so bonding us strongly. It's true. You could be my good friend when we were in me, but now you are not. It's like the bond. What bonds us is ministry. That's how my mind is. That's why I've been able to stay with Pastor all this while. Yeah, because I feel like he loves the Lord too. And he wants to do ministry too. Yes. Many of the people I knew that I don't have anything to do with them. We just share hi, hello, we are fine, few laughs here and there. And there's nothing close. So we must learn to respond urgently. Are you listening? Learn to respond urgently. Your gifts are not going to work to its maximum if you don't respond urgently. The abilities you have, you're not going to see them if you don't respond urgently. What you want God to do with you, you're not going to have it if you don't respond urgently. So respond urgently. Respond urgently. And you know, when you learn to respond urgently, then, you see that God can trust you with so many things. Sometimes even giving, you have it in your heart that God is telling you to give this, do this. Yeah. I'll share with you a story. One of the days there was this woman who I knew, and I think I was in Kumasi by then. I got into Kumasi. And when I got to Kumasi, I just knew in my heart I was supposed to send this woman some money. You know, so the prompt started coming like maybe say, let's say 24 to 48 hours before the actual incident. So I kept on just so 24 hours passed by, right into 48 hours as a second day of having that prompt go and come consistently. I woke up in the morning on the second day, and it was almost like there was someone, this is how I can explain it. It was almost like there was someone sitting on my heart. It's almost like someone took a chair and sat on my heart. So I woke up and I was like, there's something that does not feel right. It's not, everything is not right today. So I just lay in my bed. I tried to pray. I couldn't pray. I tried to pray. The thought of sending that help kept coming to me. So I just said, well, I don't have any other option. I'll just do that. So I took my phone. I remember, went into my EcoBank and I sent the person the money. When I sent the person the money, that same split second, she called. And she was almost teary. She said, see, as I speak to you now, not 1 hour later, now, I was stranded at a bus station. And she needed to pick a car. She needed to make a travel somewhere. And she had called everybody around her. They were not all responding. And I was like, that's really amazing. That's really amazing. She was even in tears. Yeah. Because somebody responded. And I responded right on that time. Right on that time. And this thing happens with me every time. I'm telling you, I don't miss God's leading. And so do you. You don't miss God's leading. There is nobody here that misses out on what God is planning to do. There's nobody here. I don't believe that. Every time you're going to be led, in the things that you do, you're going to be led. So learn to respond urgently. 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 Some of you, God is even laying it on your heart to do certain things for the ministry to do. Once you let it pass by, I'm telling you, you think God is the one saying it's okay. That's not saying it's okay. That's the quenching of the spirit. That's what he actually calls quench not the spirit. Like, you have quenched what God is telling you to do or what God is telling you to do. You have put it off. It's like a lid. It's off. It's off. It's off. And some of you, God is telling you to do something for me. For me. And then you just say, oh, but he doesn't need it. You are not wise when you act like this. Do you understand? Yeah, you're not smart spiritually when you act like this. When just be telling you, oh, do this for him. For him. Say, no. Over time, it dies off. You put off. You just did not heed. And that's how many people miss out on the things that should happen for their good. Because when you're supposed to respond, it triggers a certain action. But when you refuse to respond, it leaves you in that state. And you become just who you are. But I know I'm going to be having people who know how to respond urgently. Amen. Knows how to respond urgently. It's like you. Once it just comes, you're able to pick up 1, 2. You say, ah, okay, it's urgent. Yeah, the leading of the Spirit. Responding to it. Urgently. 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 It requires everything. Urgently. Urgency. It requires everything. Alright? So even preaching is urgent. That's happened to me before. You sit in a bus, the Lord tells you, preach to someone. You say, okay, when we get to the barrier, I'll start. And then the person just gets down before the barrier. And it's like, you don't know whether to get down from the car and chase the person or to just see the person just going. And you know you've left something behind. So that moment where it comes, just take some time and say, Lord, you want me to do this? Okay, I'm going at it. I'm doing it. And it's not long. It doesn't take even 30 minutes to preach the gospel. John 3:16 is enough. You tell them of God's love and his death, burial, and resurrection. That's all. It doesn't take a lot. You don't need to explain any Greek and Hebrew. No. In that simplicity of preaching, men can be saved. I see you responding urgently and not having to miss out on very important time frames of your life. Very important time frames of your life. You will not miss out on very important time frames of your life. So don't postpone things. Once you realize that you have a lead, God is laying it on. Just get to it and do it. It could be anything. Sometimes even in secular activities, like starting a business or starting something. Many people don't know how to stay on it and then be sure. Once they are sure about it, then they go on it urgently. They just keep wiping it over and wiping it over. But you have understanding on responding urgently. You have understanding and responding urgently. You're going to be in season, responding in season and out of season, responding in season and out of season. Going to respond urgently, 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 urgently. Whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, whether welcoming or unwelcoming, you're going to learn to keep your sense of urgency. Because God requires this of us. He requires this of us. He requires this of us. I could show you throughout the Old Testament examples of men that responded urgently. Or you think men didn't respond urgently? Let me show you a scripture. Genesis chapter 22. This is the father of faith. Father of faith. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. The father of faith. And it came to pass, chapter 2, verse 1. We're reading to somewhere around verse 3. So let's read to verse 5. I'm going to show you urgency. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, I'm here. He says, take your son, your only son. Yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I'll show you. Can we all read together in our various rooms? The next morning, Abraham got up early. Isn't that urgency? I mean, he could have, some of you are thinking that when God actually spoke to Abraham to give his son, or people could think that maybe anytime God speaks to any Old Testament patriarch, he actually appeared to them. No. In fact, spiritual things often of the times are not naturally discerned. It means that something that is very spiritual, you can't really see it with your eyes. So some of you, God tells you to do something. You're not really sure. It's like you are sure. It's like you're not. No, God has, you know God has told you to do that thing. Stop pretending like you are not. God, is this you? No, it is God. It is God. I'm telling you. I'm sure Abraham, you know, hey, will God actually do it? Because from the way I know God, God doesn't. No, but God has told him to give him his only begotten son. I mean, his only son, Isaac. And you can tell that the next morning, Abraham got up early. He placed urgency on what God had told him to do. Do you know that he could have waited for 7 days of still trying to be sure? If I've waited for 7 days, I said, oh, let me stay on it for 14 days. He got up. He just, the next morning. So let's watch what he does, right? Abraham, a great man of faith. The next morning, Abraham got up early. He didn't just wake up, but he got up early. It's like he had just seen a vision of his son being given, and he wakes up early in the morning. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him along with his son Isaac. Look at the urgency he places on that. Then he chopped wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. For the place God had told him about. He didn't even know where he was going. But he got up urgently. Once he saw a vision by night, the next morning he got up early, saddled out his donkey, and says, Abraham, let's go. Isaac, let's go. Then he chopped wood for a fire, for a burnt offering. That's urgency. It's like, God, you told me to do this. I'm doing this the next day in the morning. The next day in the morning. God, you told me to do this. I'm doing it the next hour, the next day, the next minute, the next second. Here's what's happening here in this story. And he set him out for a place, and God told him about. On the third day of that journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. So he learned to do it that very time. Listen, I'm teaching you so that you can still stay in the ministry God has called you. Because many of these things deal with urgency. When God spoke to Reinhard Bonnke, he moved to Lesotho For 10 years, he was not doing anything relevant. He was preaching, people were not listening to him. Yeah. Told him. And he had nothing. He had nothing. He had zero. Nothing. But all he knew was that Africa was going to be washed in the blood. Truly, we see its effects. So urgency, anything God tells you to do, it can be small, it can be whatever, minute, little. Make sure you respond to it. Who is learning to be urgent like Abraham, who wakes up in the morning and he does? Some of your disciples, it's urgency you have to add. Because if you don't add urgency, they're going to keep telling you tomorrow, tomorrow next, tomorrow. No. No. You get to it. You get to it. You get to it. You get to it. And don't be afraid to take things urgently. Especially when you know they ought to be taken urgently. Decisions you know you must take urgently. Take them. Take them. Don't be afraid of mistakes, eh? Mistakes, they will make you wiser. The mistakes that will not kill you, they will give you more experience on the job. If a mistake will kill you, I'll let you know. But if it don't kill you, it will not. It will not. To give you more experience. Understand? Yeah. So learn to do things urgently, eh? Especially the things that need to be done urgently. Respond urgently. We say we're having a meeting in 3 weeks or two. Right, it's urgent. So we are meeting here, it's urgent. So we are starting this now, it's urgent. Because there are going to be things we are starting urgently. Because it's go and start. That's all. It's urgent. We must respond to it urgently. Knowing that God has called us to do something, we must respond to it urgently. If we don't respond to it, that team time window is going to surpass. Some of you are not too urgent. And you sometimes will even be approaching your academics in that regard. You're supposed to learn something tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. You will not learn. Why? Why? Just why can't you just see it as urgent and deal with it? So learn to respond urgently. Are you listening? Father, thank you that these ones are growing and coming to that place of understanding what it means to respond urgently. They'll take swift actions. Swift. It's like they are fast. They're fast in their actions. They'll not be slow, 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 slow. They'll be fast in their actions. Especially decisions that need to be taken. They'll be fast at them. Swiftly, they'll do it quickly. They'll be more swifter, more swift. More swift. Yeah, more swift. More swift in their decisions. More swift in their decisions. More swift in their decisions. For things that require immediate action or attention, they're responding to them now. And their spirit, you're showing them very important things that need some decisions to be made. Decisions to be made. Even the natural things. You know, pressing. There's a dad. There's an intense. There's a compelling. There's an emergent decision to be made. You're helping them, Lord. And you're showing them things that they have to do now. Not tomorrow. Things that they must get to and do now. Even in their lives, Lord. You're showing it to them. Decisions of going back to school. Decisions of making certain things happen. Decisions of giving back to discipleship. Decisions of preaching. Decisions of giving time to prayer. Decisions of any kind of decision that needs an urgent attention. Lord, you're helping them to see in the name of Jesus. You're showing them what step to take. What urgent step to take, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, you're doing this in their lives. You're bringing it to their hearts and into their minds. Every now and then, you're revealing to them. You're revealing to them in whatever form, through visions, through inward impressions. You are laying out, you know, great depths of impressions on things that they need to do urgently, things that they need to get to now in the name of Jesus. Only the things that they should do now. Only the things that they should do now, Lord. Only the things that they should do now. Yes, the things that they must start, like tomorrow, next, something they should do. Whatever, business-wise, whatever it takes, Lord, you're showing it to them. Pressing it in their hearts. Causing other people to raise up those awarenesses. Other spirit-filled believers to keep questioning them on what they have to do in this regard. You're showing it. You're impressing it. You're laying it on them. And as you do, Lord, as they've heard, they will respond urgently. Urgently. In preaching, they will respond urgently. You know, sometimes even in the gifts of the Spirit and in flows in certain meetings, you know, sometimes when we say, God's given us a prophecy, and you see that there is somebody who has that prophecy, but because the person is not urgent, the person doesn't respond. The person just, it's not the same. No. We want to learn to be urgent. Urgent in everything. Once it's urgent, it must be treated as urgent. Father, we thank you for these ones. And thank you for granting them wisdom on what it means to be urgent and to make decisions and to finalize decisions and to take certain decisions. Decisions that will cause them to serve you. Yeah. Take those decisions. In Jesus' name. Amen.